Every once in a while, every so often, we check in over on the west side, West Baton Rouge Chambers. Anna Johnson joins us now. Good morning. Welcome back. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. Y'all got a small business summit coming up, which I better be at. I mean, we'll talk about that in a minute. Can we start by recapping last week?
Yes.
A little industry roundtable, a week ago tomorrow?
Yes. So we had our annual industry roundtable, and we had Tommy Fauché, who's president of Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association, or LMOGA. He was our panel moderator, and he made a funny comment. He said, "I feel like this is the state of the union for industry."
Kind of.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. We had over 200 people that showed up, and we had an all-star panel from every different sector of industry. So we had, you know, Exxon, we had Shintech, we had Shell, we had the Port of Baton Rouge, we had Union Pacific Railroad. I mean, we had our consultants in to kind of talk about the ITEP stuff, and we had warehousing to talk about logistics. So the whole nine. So, I mean, anything you could touch on in industry, we had a professional at the front to talk about it.
What is the state of the union for industry right now?
Ooh, well, things are looking good, but like everybody else, industry's kind of watching what's going to happen in November. And that was kind of a focal point of the conversation is, you know, these are very, very different administrations. And so you've got one that kind of is not really in favor of things like that. And then you've got one that has been vocally supportive of that industry and kind of wants to open things up and drill, as you've heard.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, drill baby drill's the tagline for sure.
Drill baby drill. So, yeah, you know, we're really kind of watching that. It's funny. I had a conversation with a small business owner last week, and I was telling Tommy about it, and he's opening a chain of the small sliders in the Lake Charles area. And they opened the first one in Lafayette. The second one's going to be Beaumont. And then the third one was going to be Lake Charles, but it's on pause. And I said, why? And he said, well, you know, we're waiting to see what's going to happen with the election in November, because all that LNG is right there.
Yeah.
And so those are the people that are going to be eating and shopping right where we want to put this business. And so, you know, we don't want to be preemptive and put something there and end up having to eat that money. So it's,
well,
crazy.
It's a small, it's gonna win either way. I mean,
you never know.
Nah. There's no,
but
going
still,
wrong with a small slider.
But still,
for sure. Fast forwarding, looking ahead, you've got your small business summit coming up.
We do.
Okay, let's start with the big announcement. I don't want to bury the lead any further.
Okay. Brian Haldane is gonna be on one of the
No. All right. Yes, I'm gonna be a panelist. Absolutely. But the big announcement is your keynote speaker.
The big announcement. We are welcoming Miss Kim Mulkey as our keynote speaker to the Chamber of Commerce. So we are super pumped about this. You know, they're coming off an exciting season, and the energy and excitement is there. And so we're honored that we were able to land her. So we're pumped.
So the theme is ballers and shot callers. Gotta love that.
You know I love a theme.
Yes, I know you love a theme. Talk to me a little bit how you make that theme reality in applying it to, it's obvious with Kim Mulkey, but because I've seen her speak so many times now, and it's just, no matter where she's headed, she ends up just being Kim Mulkey, which is enough to get you moving.
Right.
But how does it apply to the rest of the lineup?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, she's your hype man, but, I mean, when you're talking about ballers and shot callers, those are your business owners, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
They're calling the shots. So we thought it would be a good way to, like, integrate that theme into our small business summit this year. And then, obviously, you know I love sports. If I can do a sports theme, we're always going to stick with a sports theme. But, I mean, if you're looking for somebody to energize you or give you some perspective on, you know, building a team and building a winning team, I mean, she's your girl.
So 8:15 a.m. Bleacher Report from Local Hotshots.
I know.
Tell me about this panel.
Yeah. So this is our panel of small business owners. And we've got Ashley Bergeron. She's one of our small business owners. She started a photography business, I guess, about a year and a half ago. And it's really kind of just blown up. She's doing pictures now for BRAC, and she's landed a couple of colleges, and then she was able to open her own studio. So, I mean, those are kind of the stories that we want to tell. I mean, she was working out of her house, and now, you know, she's got enough revenue stream coming in to own a studio. So I mean,
do we pay enough attention to that level of cultivating small business, growing small business, finding the next lightning in a bottle?
No.
I
in Louisiana, we
I agree.
Don't.
I completely agree.
We don't. And that's why we're trying to give a voice to them. But there's so many things. You know, last year we had Advantis come in, and I could not tell you how many emails we got from their presentation about taxes that people didn't know, or, hey, did you make sure that you filed your in good standing for $30 with Secretary of State? And you could just see everybody in the crowd like, oh my gosh, like, no, we didn't. And so, you know, they're just little nuggets that you pick up here or there that you don't realize, or, you know, and then, or you know, resources that are there that you don't know. I mean, we've had, this will be our third year, you know, this is my baby. And in 2 years, we've helped over 40 businesses with incentives, loans, grants, paperwork, connections, like whatever they need that they just didn't know was there. And so we're trying to kind of give them a voice and guide them a little bit.
And Advantis is an unbelievably underutilized resource. I love teaming up with them. I team up with them every legislative session. We put Jason Queer on every Thursday just to get an update of, you know, what moved during the week. And he is, I think he's going to be on the show up in Shreveport tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
I hope I hope so. Also, I couldn't help but notice on this with the local hotshots, you got our guy Chester Coney on there.
Love him. Yeah. So he's actually been a friend for a very long time, but he's now kind of running. He's run a few small businesses, and they're actually he's with Metal Fab Guys now, and they're one of our presenting sponsors. And so he and Mike Hackley, I've known them for years, but they've had their hands in a few different business ventures and small businesses. And so he's really in those like pilot stages of building up Metal Fab Guys, and they're doing all the right things. You know, they're networking and they're sponsoring things, and they're in front of people, and they're, you know, so I kind of want them to talk about that because they have a lot of that historical knowledge, and they've had successful businesses and unsuccessful. So I want to hear both sides of it.
So, and have you been to their facility yet?
I have.
Okay. Same here. It's out in Livingston Parish. And by the way, a great time for me to plug the podcast. Chez was a guest on Louisiana Business Weekly.
Oh,
so if you go to Talk 107.3 FM and Talk 107.3.com, go on the podcasts. Chez at Metal Fab Guys, Louisiana Business Weekly, which is, of course, presented by Currency Bank, the podcast for business owners, brought to you by the bank for business owners, currency.bank, if you want to check them out online. But I had Chez on talking about the level of technology, which is bringing just specification to another level, workflows to another level, accuracy to another level. And in that business, when you're building something for a plant and lives are on the line, you've got to be spot on. And he is spot on down to the hair.
Yeah, they're very thorough. And one of the things that they told me was the piece of equipment that they have in their shop. He said, you know, a typical shop can do, you know, X amount of jobs in, you know, a week. He said our piece of machinery that we've invested in and in the technology, we can spit out the same amount in a day. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, these days it's all about efficiencies, right? People just want to push a button and they want something right away. And so they've really invested time into that technology and so they can be more effective.
So that'll be followed up by technical fouls, three pointers in marketing, and not passing by AI. Is this where I come in?
This is the panel that Brian Haldane's on. Yeah, so we kind of wanted to dip into that digital space a little bit, just because AI is becoming a lot more prominent, especially in businesses, like we were just talking about the technology and the efficiencies with that. And so there's so many different ways to market your business now, and there's so many different digital products, as you know, and things that are kind of coming into play, like the OTT stuff. We have a lot of people that talk to us about that, and some people don't even know what that means. But, you know, and then playing in the AI, you know, I was telling someone the other day, like, I remember doing this when Google rolled it out. If you're a Google partner, you have the certifications, you get to play with the products first before they roll it out to the public. And I remember playing with it. I thought, oh, God, this is so scary if businesses get their hands on this. And then here we are 2 years later, and I'm like, oh, God, businesses have their hands on this. Like,
well, I mean, my mentality is use it or lose to it.
Right. Exactly.
If you're not embracing it, you're falling behind.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and it's about marrying the technology that's there with the expertise that you have.
Exactly.
Because you're not succeeding in your business. You haven't succeeded in your business for this long without having some level of knowledge and hustle, right?
Right.
Yeah, Google can't replace that.
Right.
Copilot can't replace that. AI right. overall can't replace that. So absorb them before they absorb you.
Yeah, and we did a tour. We had a CAP meeting with Dal a couple weeks ago. And when we did our tour, they were talking about integrating AI into a lot of their equipment. Like we were talking about the efficiency side of it. And they said, you know, we have AI, but then we have a person that monitors the AI,
right?
Like, you know, when it's on a bigger scale like that.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's interesting. But, you know, it's scalable, but it's funny, you know, when you're on a level like that and you can't afford to have, you know, mishaps.
You definitely
got
to proofread. I mean, like, if AI pictures are still pulling up six fingers, then the print stuff does too. So definitely proofread. Hoop, there it is, balling on a budget. What's that about?
Yeah, so we have a panel. We have Adam McCloskey, who runs the LSU Small Business Administration sector at LSU, and they're teaming up with Citizens Bank. So Citizens Bank just kind of rolled out their SBA niche area, which is new for them. They're a local bank, and so they've been playing in that space for about a year now, and they're doing really great. Their pipeline's kind of really built up, and they've been really honed in on helping small businesses. And so they're going to be talking about all the resources that are available to small businesses in terms of loans or training or marketing, business planning, things like that. So excited to have them on.
Yeah, Citizens Bank, I mean, it originated in Plaquemine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first branch.
Yeah. Like more than 100 years ago.
Yeah. It's still there. They've actually kept it kind of in that same form.
Mm-hmm.
They've redone a little bit of the inside, but yeah, I mean, it's
tied into the history to be sure. Yeah. Okay. What else is on the rundown here? Cause I want to make sure. I tell you what, let's just skip ahead to our headliner here. That would be head coach Kim Mulkey. Are y'all trying to give her guidelines of where she's going? Or are you just saying Kim be Kim?
I don't think you can give her guidelines. That's like trying to put guardrails on me, Brian. Like, come on.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Look, it is a free for all. We're dealer's choice. You know what? Whatever you want to talk about, I'm good with. Like, you can't go wrong. So.
All right. So all this is coming up on September 19th. Oh, by the way, so the two that we skipped over here was
Tommy Karam.
Yeah.
The goat.
Tommy Karam, Kareem of the Crop, and You Got Game was the other one that one's coming up at 11 o'clock before Kim Mulkey as well. So,
yeah.
All right, September 19th, that's a Thursday, September 19th at the Addis Community Center.
Yep.
How can folks register?
You can go to wbrchamber.org and click on the events tab, and you will find all the information there, and you must register. We are not taking walk-ins because this will sell out and the fire marshal will shut us down. So, we are asking everybody to register in advance. It's $50 for members and $75 for non-members.
Which is about as good a time as any to become a member.
Yeah.
Honestly. She is Anna Johnson with the West Baton Rouge Chamber. So Thursday, September 19th. I'm sorry, did you give the website or where they need to go?
Yes.
Okay.
WBRchamber.org.
WBRchamber.org. I always appreciate you coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you.